We're reading today from the Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbour, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbour, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoureth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Today I'm going to talk to you about old-fashioned Christian living. I will begin by posing a question: what is a Christian? The question can be answered in two ways. First and fundamentally, a Christian is one who has trusted Jesus Christ as his Saviour. On account of Christ's life, death and resurrection, the Christian is justified by God. A Christian does not earn his salvation by his own goodness. There is none that doeth good. We are all guilty sinners, without hope, in need of God's forgiveness. A Christian is one who is dependent upon God's grace and mercy. There is a second response to the question, what is a Christian? A Christian is also a person who has been justified by God, who goes on to live a good, upright, moral life. A Christian, therefore, ought to be a model citizen. A person who claims to be a Christian but does not live a righteous life is a contradiction. That person is professing something that they do not live out. They are a hypocrite. Sadly, the church has been populated by too many hypocrites. How then should a Christian live before men? We are thinking today about old-fashioned Christian living, because a generation or two ago, God's people took holiness of life a lot more seriously than they do today. But the church needs to return to these standards, which are set before us by David, as he describes a citizen of Zion. David's concern is to identify the kind of person who worships God properly. Who is the man, he asks, who dwells in the holy hill? This was the place the tabernacle was pitched, the tent of witness where the people met with God. Who is the kind of believer whose life pleases God? This was David's burden, and it should be our burden today. Old-fashioned Christianity means that we will want to walk uprightly and work righteousness. This is a general description of the godly man's character. His walk, his lifestyle, is characterized by that which is upright. Publicly, he is untarnished by scandal. He has a sound reputation. He also works righteousness. He goes out of his way to help those in need. James said that our faith is dead if we see one who is hungry or naked, but do nothing to assist. Old-fashioned Christian living also pays attention to the tongue. Truth is a precious commodity. The product of truth is dependability and integrity. We are expected by God to speak truth from the heart, not merely from the lips. What we say should correspond to how we feel. Our words should be open and transparent. As well as speaking truth, there is an avoidance of scandal or gossip. David explains that such a person will not backbite with his tongue. We live in a world which thrives on gossip. It ought to be scrupulously avoided. Such an individual will disregard evil influences. The word David uses is vile person. Sadly, many of the role models which youth follow are anything but good examples. Celebrity lifestyles and their associations in many cases with alcohol, drug abuse, immoral living and other scandalous actions are idolized. The Bible teaches us to choose our friends and our role models carefully. We should not associate with those who commit wickedness. We should rather delight to honour those who fear God. It is better to take up the companionship of those who trust God and live by the principles of the Book of Books, rather than to associate ourselves with those who are popular with men, but who are certainly unpopular with God. This kind of person is true to his word. In fact, David states that he sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. In other words, he is true to his word. He places principle before self. His convictions take a place of preeminence. He would rather lose his wealth than lose his reputation. And this is a rare thing in the modern world. Finally, this talk about old-fashioned Christian principles concludes with the godly man in business. He does not take reward against the innocent. He will not take advantage of the poor. He does not use his money for usury. In the Old Testament, the practice of usury was considered an immoral use of one's money. Today, there's a multitude of immoral and dishonest business transactions in the world of commerce and enterprise. Principles appear to go out the window when financial advantage is at stake. There should be a growing awareness of the needs of those in impoverished countries who manufacture many of the goods we in the West make use of. This is only but right. We cannot spend our money and turn a blind eye to a labour force in the Far East, which are abused in a slave-like atmosphere, to make the products we use. This is just one example of how the poor have been abused as a result of the money that we have spent. But there are many other examples besides. David's final sentence is most striking. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. There is a blessing from heaven upon those who walk uprightly and take the fear of God seriously. This presents a challenge for all those who profess the name of Christ. Christianity must be more than a mere profession. It has to be about a life lived out publicly for the Master. Remember this, however. If you are not a Christian, your first priority is to seek God for life eternal, to ask Christ for forgiveness, and then the Holy Spirit will enter in and grant you that heart which will live a life pleasing to God. If you want a life pleasing to God, then you need to seek the Lord, and he will give you a purpose in this world of sin. Please consider these great truths. I thank you so much for listening.